This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Can you separate the man from the music? A new blockbuster Michael Jackson biopic is out, and it's generating huge excitement amongst fans. But the film ignores part of the artist's story. Those devastating allegations of child sexual abuse made against Jackson over the decades. Today we're bringing you an episode from The Guardian's international news podcast, Today in Focus, on what this film says about Michael Jackson's complicated legacy.
So these are limited edition fedoras, and you can only get them in selected cinemas, but they were sold out of this one. So if you can get there fast enough, get your fedora.
It's Wednesday morning outside the BFI IMAX theatre in central London. Michael Jackson fans are out in full force to watch the first screening of Michael. This is the blockbuster biopic hoping to break records and make $1 billion worldwide.
I've been waiting for this day since I was about 8 years old, so I had to come as soon as the early preview started.
We've both seen the movie in Berlin. So actually our second time getting to see it, but it's just a powerful film and great movie for all ages, for kids, for the elderly, everyone, all different races.
Despite a string of one-star reviews, there is excitement, anticipation.
Just have all these songs in my head.
Don't wanna be a boy, you wanna be a man.
Just gotta get them out.
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
You know what I mean? If it's a big year for Michael Jackson fans, it is a mammoth one for his estate.
We need to capitalize on Michael's success. Because the Jackson family is the brand. That's not Coca-Cola.
This canny operation has turned the $500 million debt owed by Jackson when he was alive into a business generating hundreds of millions of dollars in his death. The jukebox musical, the Cirque du Soleil extravaganza. And alongside it, dozens of themed events, shows, bottomless brunches, memorializing him as the greatest star ever to be born.
I knew you were different the moment you were born. You let your light shine unto the world.
But there is another story that they'd like you to forget. The multiple devastating allegations of child sexual abuse made against Jackson over decades.
Thank you. We have more now on Michael Jackson, the latest on the investigation into allegations of molestation.
And how that drip-feed of stories changed the way he was seen forever. But not for everyone.
No, I've been an advocate for that man for as long as I can remember. I've looked into the facts for years. I can give dates, court dates, everything. I'm quite intense about that. It doesn't worry me because he was about his art. He wanted to be perceived for his art, not for his life. So that's what I'm going with.
But can you really separate the Michael Jackson who gave us Thriller from the Michael Jackson who admitted to sharing his bed with young boys? From The Guardian, I'm Nosheen Iqbal. Today in Focus, the King of Pop and the battle for his legacy.